This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Biggs is the football man of the Chicago Tribune. A long time contributor to the station and a valued friend, and he joins us on the Aturo Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Big Zay.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, you're there, and you were there for the Dog and Pony Show. Pretty fun. I thought you got a lot of answers. I don't know if there was tons of content, but it's an exciting time. Just knowing that Ben Johnson is there, and I don't mean just there. He's everywhere. I mean, he was doing the national rounds. Everyone wanted a piece of him, an interview with him, and I thought he did a great job of talking to everyone and of not telling, like, one story over and over again. You know, this wasn't a guy that came with prepared statements. He answered questions, and we got similar answers, but it wasn't like he had memorized a soliloquy like you sometimes hear from guys.
Yeah, I think what you're getting is natural, like, you know, conversation from the guy and evidence that he's comfortable doing that, right? He can communicate, and it's going to be important that that's one of his key skill sets, dealing with his coaching staff, dealing with the personnel side of things, and then dealing with the players, right? And it could, because that's coming fast. Early April is when they can start the voluntary off-season program. So a little bit more than a month off. And there's reason for the Bears to be excited right now. They've got a lot of work to do. But fortunately, I think it's a good thing that they're not generating – like the national headlines that they've kind of put together here in recent years, as they've been busy collecting some of those, you know, off-season trophies that they've had over the last decade plus.
Based on people you're talking to and what you're hearing around the league, based on what Ben Johnson said yesterday, using the Panthers last offseason as somewhat of a model, and they invested $150 million in two offensive linemen to revamp that offensive line. Are you expecting the Bears to be that aggressive in free agency? And does that include Trey Smith and possibly Drew Dahlman as the guys at the top of that list?
I still got to do some work on that here this week to see if I can put together, you know, a couple ideas in terms of how this could go, because the plan's going to have to be flexible, right? Like,
yep.
Brett Veach, the Kansas City Chiefs GM, expressed optimism yesterday that his team could extend the contract of Trey Smith. Is that going to actually happen? Because if Trey Smith is interested in collecting every last dollar, which is certainly his right, it would seem a little unlikely that he lands back with the Chiefs. But you know, if he likes the idea of staying there, if he's put down roots, if he connects with teammates and the coaching staff and loves the idea of continuing to play with Patrick Mahomes as the quarterback, maybe takes a little bit of a discount. I don't know. There's got to be some contingencies. I think they'll be aggressive, you know. I don't know if that Panthers model's a great one. Like, you're going to struggle to find folks that think paying Robert Hunt $100 million over 5 years was a great move. Now, the Panthers, you overpay in free agency by nature, and the Panthers probably had to pay a tax on top of that for being the Panthers, you know, right, as bad as they've been recently. But I can tell you that during this past season, guys kind of, you know, shook their head at that. And that's the kind of contract that's going to ensure that Trey Smith is making, you know, 20 plus. A lot of people think the number's $22 million a year.
Hmm. You know, I got to tell you, the problem you have is they've got three guys who started games last year heading to free agency. The problem that you have is that you effectively have one starter on your offensive line that you feel good about, that you hear good things about. That's not a knock on Braxton Jones, but he's been hurt and he's recovering, and his recovery is on schedule, but we know how that works, right? So I think that the Bears need to draft offensive linemen, and they need to sign a couple of them anyway out of free agency. There's no way around it. They just – and they, how many sacks was it? 68?
68, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So now some of that's on the quarterback, as he's admitted, but come on now. They got to do something. They really need to invest in those positions.
Yeah, they're going to have to put together a combination of – free agents and draft picks at that position, and it's not just about five. Like, if you heard one of the things that Ben Johnson said yesterday, it's having, I think his numbering was like 6, 8, 9, 10 or so. Yeah, like, you know, preparing for some of the attrition that's going to be natural. Now, hopefully, the attrition won't be quite as high because Tevin Jenkins will be in another team's uniform, but you need to be prepared to have other guys who can step in and play. And they've just got a spot here where, yeah, they've got to have guys. Now, that's somewhat preferable, I think, to having a bunch of guys that you still owe some money to that you need to replace, like guys that are bad players that you kind of got to keep. So they've got spots wide open. There's going to be competition, and the finished product of the offensive line, like what it's going to look like, is going to be unclear 2 weeks into free agency, because you know that more parts are coming via the draft.
So, Brad, I think neither Ben Johnson nor Ryan Pohl said anything that created a huge headline, and maybe that's the good news. But did anything they say surprise you or force you to take a second look at something you hadn't considered?
Not really. Like, I thought it was pretty, you know, pretty cut and dry. You know, Pohl's, to his credit, is generally pretty forthright in these types of settings. Like, he's not going to give you the whole game plan, but you get what I think are earnest answers. They may not agree with them, but you get an earnest answer. And, you know, yesterday, just there, I didn't think there was a ton there. But again, maybe that's a good thing. You know, they're not having a lottery for the first pick? Like, they're not taking offers like they did a couple of years ago. Now, does that mean they won't trade from number 10? Of course not. Anything can happen. They don't have the number one pick. You don't have people delirious trying to figure out what's going to happen with Justin Fields when if you didn't watch football with blinders on, you'd know what was going to happen. So, yeah, it was pretty kind of watered down yesterday, I guess, is how I'd describe it. Mm-hmm. But that, again, not a bad thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
When they finally, you know, get, I guess it's March 12th, when they come out of their conclave and are ready to go start making those decisions, it was interesting to hear their talk about the defensive line, particularly I thought when I heard what Ben Johnson said about talking to Dennis Allen and about how the pass rush is twofold. It's obviously the getting pressure. They both want to affect the quarterback, is the way he put it. And there are two ways to do it. One would be obviously attacking him with a defensive end, interior rush. Another would be by knocking the receivers off course via the secondary and the corners. And he talked about the relationship between the secondary and the defensive line. Aren't there needs as much on the defensive line as anywhere on the defense?
On the defense, certainly. Yeah. And I think they've got legitimate needs overall on the defensive line. It doesn't quite match where they're at on the O-line. But depending on how things shake out in free agency, depending on what their draft grades look like, you couldn't rule out an edge rusher in round one. But, boy, they got a hit on it. And I've written about this in the last couple of years. Like, it is absurd how they have had to outsource their pass rushing needs for the longest time. Mm. Like, you look at the leading pass rusher on the Bears in terms of just sacks, And I know that's not the only part to it, but it's been a guy who came via trade, free agency, you name it, for almost all of the last 20 seasons. And they need somebody to go with Montez Sweat. Montez Sweat's got to be better. But they've got to get help on that defensive line. And I don't know what it looks like. Like, is it a high draft pick? Is it a veteran who you're hoping that's kind of a bridge guy? Like, I think we talked about it at the beginning of this week or into last week. Like, I think I look at Khalil Mack as sort of like it's not a perfect example, but the defensive version of Keenan Allen this year. Like, why would the Bears do that? But they've got to get somebody. That being said, they've got to get somebody.
Okay.
I just saw this morning Harold Landry's been given permission to seek a trade from the Tennessee Titans, and he's got, I don't know, close to 30 sacks over the last three seasons, but he's not a difference maker. Like, and that's ultimately what they need.
Well, good segue, Brad, and don't scoff. I want to ask the question. So Jonathan Allen has also been given permission to seek a trade. He is a difference maker. He's a guy that in the center of any defense is going to command a lot of attention. He also has also played alongside Montez Sweat in Washington. What about him as a possibility for Ryan Poles to look into?
I think the contract's really high. I believe he's got 1 year left on his deal.
1 year, $15 million, right? Yep.
It's only 15. For some reason, I thought it was higher than that. Coming off injury, I just what are you doing after this year, right? You know, what are you doing moving forward? It's a really good draft, I think, for defensive tackles. So I think they'd be better off doing that. But how aggressive do they want to be? Is there some organizational pressure? Do they feel that? And this is just brainstorming. Okay, mm-hmm. This isn't an idea or anything I've been told. But does the stadium push suddenly become a little bit easier if they're winning some more football games? I don't know. But Jonathan Allen, you're talking about a real short-term fix, guy who missed most of last season with an injury. I mean, great football player, high character guy. I just don't know if it's the right time and place for him in Chicago.
What else are you learning? I mean, you were there for all of these meet and greets, etc. There are some interesting stories around the combine. What's the number one story? Is it Abdul Carter not physically able to perform at the combine? Is it the number of quarterbacks that will get drafted who shouldn't be? I mean, what seems to be what you're hearing in the hallways?
I've been talking to people. I haven't been talking to a lot of people about the quarterbacks. Just because the Bears aren't going to be a player there. Although I was talking to a guy that with the way the college football season is stretched out now and expanded, I think you're going to see more and more players that are at the combine that decline to work out. Like that normal period that they would have to train for the combine has been reduced because of the college season getting stretched out further and further, and they're going to decide, you know what, it's not best for me, I'll do it at the pro day. So I think that could be one fallout from what the college football powers that be have done. Been talking to a lot of people about offensive linemen. You know, they're not a great draft for left tackles. Will Campbell at LSU the best, but he's not Joe Alt, like the Notre Dame product that went to the Chargers last year. And it was interesting. I was talking to a GM yesterday about how you put the puzzle together, and this guy's got a team that needs some help on the offensive line as well. And you know, he was mentioning how you know, they get overpaid. And if you need one, you've got to be comfortable with that. You've got to brace yourself for doing that. But then he said, he's like, listen, it's not to the same level of quarterbacks in the draft. He said, but they get pushed up draft boards and overvalued too, because they're in such demand that, so you'll have teams that will reach for an offensive lineman in the draft, where the guy probably shouldn't have gone quite that high. And he was just kind of talking about how you try to manage that. And I thought it was interesting because we all know that you're overpaying in free agency, especially at the outset. But him saying that there's an element of that quarterback thing where they're overdrafted, I thought was pretty interesting.
So, Brad, yesterday Ben Johnson said some nice things about DeAndre Swift and referring to him as an explosive player. But I wonder, when you look at their options at running back, maybe to complement Swift, free agency, there's Chubb, there's Najee Harris as possible options. But the draft is deep with running backs, not at number 10 necessarily. But what do you think that they're leaning toward in terms of having a complement to DeAndre Swift?
I think you're looking for a tone setter, an attitude guy, right? Look at what David Montgomery provides for the Lions. Like, Jahmyr Gibbs is a guy with much greater traits than David Montgomery as a running back. But Montgomery kind of sets the tone for that offense. So I think you're looking for that physical, punishing guy that can really help you beat up on an opposing defense. I think that's your goal. You're not looking for the lightning guy. You're looking for the thunder, right? I think that's what you're seeking in a running back, and I think they ought to be able to find one in this draft.
Do you think that there is a position or a type of player from Detroit that the Bears just simply lack right now that they might want to add? And I'm not picking on anyone or pointing at anyone in particular, but I'm just curious. When you say you want playmakers all over the field, who's a playmaker that we don't give enough credit to?
I mean, shoot. Like Aiden Hutchinson.
Well, that's the guy you need. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But they aren't growing
really,
on the vine.
Yeah, they had great production from the interior of their defensive line as well. You know what? Slot receiver, right? Like
that's good.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, that. That's players not on this roster now. Does that make it a top need for them? I don't know. You know, he's putting together a new offense here. He's not sending the assist over to the FedEx store to just Xerox.
No, I'm just talking about a type
binder.
Of guy. Yeah,
yeah.
I know he can't do what he did there. He doesn't have that here.
But I think when you talk about a player type, that explosive slot receiver would be one. We could go across the offensive line, and a couple of those guys on the defensive line in Detroit that they lost to injuries. Aleem McNeil's one of them, and obviously
yes.
Hutchinson. Those are some bad guys to go against.
Great stuff, Biggsy. Enjoy yourself down there.
Thanks, Brad.
Have a great day, guys.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.